Tens of thousands of supporters of pro-reform leader Mir Hussein Mousavi took to the streets of Tehran for a third day to protest the election results that declared President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad the winner. The protest defied a government ban on demonstrations, but security forces watched quietly. Mr. Mousavi addressed the cheering crowd, waving green flags and banners and shouting slogans against the government. He says our people are seeking respect and seeking to defend their votes and their rights. Mr. Ahmadinejad has faced demonstrations and riots since Saturday after officials announced his landslide victory. Many in the crowd chanted slogans to decry President Ahmadinejad. One Mousavi supporter at today's rally complained that the election was stolen and the vote was rigged.
We are here just for saying we know to the Ahmadinejad. We already, all of them, all of us, we said yes to Mir Hossein Mousavi Friday night. And because of corruption, they trapped our election.
But an Associated Press photographer reported as the rally was ending, he saw one person shot and killed and several others who appeared to be seriously wounded in Inqilab Square. Eyewitnesses say the gunfire came from a compound for the besieged religious militia, which is linked to Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard. The country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has ordered an examination into Mr. Mousavi's claims of vote rigging. Despite restrictions placed on journalists and the blocking of internet websites and cell phone text messaging in Iran, thousands of Mousavi supporters continue to find ways of posting hundreds of messages to a support group on the Facebook website. Dozens of pictures of police brutality were posted, including a young man drenched in blood and a black-clad riot policeman pounding demonstrators who had fallen to the ground. "This is the start of a brand new revolution," wrote one young man who identified himself as Reza on the Mousavi website. "It's not going to stop." Despite what appears to be the growing momentum of popular discontent, Tel Aviv-based Iran analyst Meir Javed Danfar of the MIPAS Center says close scrutiny is needed to determine where the situation in Iran is heading.
I think it depends on three factors. Number one is how senior are the people who are going to become involved in a demonstration. The more senior they are, the more people will be encouraged. Number two is if the demonstration spread to other cities. I think the more cities that become involved, the more the leadership will take notice. And also number three is the duration. If this continues for another 2 weeks, I think the Supreme Leader of Iran will have a serious situation on his hands. Until then, we should sit down and watch the developments and see what the Supreme Leader says.
The U.S. State Department has issued a statement saying it is deeply troubled by reports of violence, arrests, and possible voting irregularities. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.